The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in a boardroom in Auckland and talked to Lord about the lyrics, songwriting and production of her new album. In this episode, we talk about Sober.
Oh God, I'm clean out of air in my lungs, it's all gone, played it so nonchalant, it's time we dance with the truth. Move along with the truth.
There's a more linear progression
right.
in that song to Pure Hero on there than others. Was that something you're conscious of? Like, or, you know, was it tempting to say, like, release that as the first single to be like a softer landing for people? Or
No, I never thought about that as the first single. And in fact, I always just thought of that as like a weird album track that maybe no one would like, but that I loved. For a long time, it did exist as like a bizarre, it had way darker chords and it had no drums until the second chorus. Like, it was like a bizarre piece of music. It was very slow, but the sort of, I guess the brooding of it, we kind of tried to retain. That was like the one that really took probably the longest. It was a lot of consistent work on that song and a lot of like not succeeding. And I feel like I was the only one that believed in it for a long time or understood what it could be. It was definitely one of the first ones that we wrote where I felt like I was in touch with what Melodrama was going to be. And it was like instantly so visual for me, so overwhelmingly visual, and kind of the first thing that we wrote that really had the colours of the record, which was exciting. I think the melodies on that song are really cool, and there's like certain phrasing things that I do.
Have you been used to tie yourself to me?
Like, I never would have done that on Pure Hero, and it's like weird MJ shit. but I kind of loved... I loved that about it, and I loved, yeah, I don't know, I really loved that one. So that was one that Malay really cracked for us production-wise. Basically, that drum beat was only over the very end of the song, and Malay was like, no, it's got to be the bed, and he took it and put it under the whole song, and we were like, oh, awesome. But yeah, we worked on it in LA at first, and then we went out to Coachella last year and got a funny little studio out in Palm Springs, and... that was where we came up with that beat that ended up being the whole thing and where we wrote the interlude as well. So, yeah, Palm Springs weirdly helped us unlock that song as well.
So what's the colours of the record?
Well, the colours, I mean, there are a few, but the sort of governing colours are like blues and violets and stuff, like a lot of the main colours of the album art. And this song, I remember I was sitting in... It actually first started, I was sitting in Jack's house because I would write in Jack's house. I was like living in these shitty Airbnbs and they had like a bad vibe. So I would go and write at Jack's kitchen table when everyone was out. And then I would like go to the studio at night and I basically sung the whole verse and the pre-chorus. And it just like I knew exactly what it was supposed to be. And it was super exciting. And I will never forget the colours just like, is it the elevator opening in The Shining when it's the blood just like falls? It was pretty much like that, but like blues and violets. It was so thrilling. And I think that is the most like Melodrama song there is. Like it has the most the essence of Melodrama, weirdly. Even though, you know, you're right, it does bridge the gap, so to speak. But it was an interesting one. I wondered if, like, people who listen to me would even like it, but the response, even just to the live stuff, has been really awesome. And that's the one definitely the most in my Twitter mentions. Everyone's like, really, Sobe, bitch? I'm like, yes, thank you.
You're queen of the weekend. Ain't a pill that could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our rush. But what will we do when we're sober? These are the games of the weekend. We pretend that we just don't care, but we care. I'm a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our rush.
There's the party, right, which is this kind of framework.
Mm-hmm.
There's the good times.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bad times.
Yeah, Soma's definitely a bit of a hot mess.
That's what I love about the party scale.
It's obviously it's like the hot mess part of the party.
The party's still good, but maybe you're starting just to think starting it's not going to be. You know?
Just starting to turn, yeah. And then by the time you get to sober two, you know, it's definitely all over.
Yeah.
It's all... kind of combusted. But yeah, that was sort of the first time, I guess, that we did sort of go to the party in the songwriting. That was an exciting thing for me to go there. And also, like, that song does do a lot of that thing that we talked about of, you know, we're sleeping through all the days. I'm acting like I don't see every ribbon you use to tie yourself to me. And then his body's all through my house. Like, it's just like it's all over the show in terms of where we are and where we've been. And I think the sloppiness of the kind of narrative is very much, you know, it's kind of drunk.
Yeah, and you're getting, like, out of your head, but not to the reflection, but to the future, like, what's going to happen when this goes bad?
And I think what I like about this one, it weirdly feels like the most, like, millennial song on the album, which is funny, but I was so pumped to get the, these are the games of the weekend, we pretend that we just don't care, but we care.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is the essence of melodrama is, like, we pretend that we just don't care, but we care. We fucking care. And I'm going to show you, like, this record is, like, a document about that care. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like young people can identify with, like, kind of fronting about what things mean on Fridays and Saturdays and what, you know, dealings with other people mean. And then, but the crux of it is, we care.
Pretend that we just don't care, but we care. I'm in a dream with a fever. Bet you wish you could touch our brush.
This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver. Recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of The Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's pay monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz.
So that's that one.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi. Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.